I'm here with CFO Jimmy Petronis, and a couple of weeks ago, I saw you tweet out in frustration about how certain companies are using genetic information that they are gathered from, you know, if I want to find out my lineage, maybe I may send off my DNA to a certain company, but they are apparently selling that information. Now, there is bills that would stop that, and can you speak on those?
Sure. So, and Blaze, thank you for bringing this to light with your audience. Look, DNA contains health data, and to me, ultimately, as I'm very concerned about identity theft when it comes to individuals being taken advantage of, to me, this is just a whole different type of a concern where your DNA without proper disclosure can be used and exploited. And then, oh, by the way, at some point later in the future, say there is a data breach, just like we had it at Uber or Target or Equifax or Starbucks, then you ultimately are leaving your genetic code in the hands of God knows who is ultimately the owner of it. So I think informed disclosure, you know, and you know, ultimately it'd be great to have just a pure opt-out when somebody decides to take advantage of one of these ancestry-related, business models.
Definitely. And what are some of the things these companies are using the information for? Now, I've seen the bills say things like, insurance companies may use the information to adjust their policies. Is that one of the reasons?
So, well, that's definitely a foot. So over 26 million people have shared DNA with these ancestry-related companies. Just recently, there was a deal where a pharmaceutical company actually bought the DNA from one of the larger DNA companies, where GlaxoSmithKline and 23andMe had signed a multi-million dollar deal of over $300 million. This right here, this to me is an exploitation that I don't believe the consumer ever signed a disclosure to see happen. And then ultimately, what is done with that DNA, can it ultimately be used as some type of a marker or tracker to potentially eliminate somebody's ability to be able to get insurance? So it's very concerning to me because at the end of the day, if they aren't taking care of what they should be taking care of, you know, nobody would ever think Target would have a data breach. Nobody would ever think that Starbucks or Equifax of all would have a data breach, but they happen. Look, so this is no different. I feel like this is could be the worst type of data breach if one of these companies were to have some type of exploitation or exposure to some nefarious efforts.
Definitely. In both chambers, there are bills moving forward that would prevent these things from happening. Have you spoken with lawmakers to see if this is at the forefront for them in this session?
Yeah, absolutely. So Senator Bean and Representative Williamson both have bills filed that would prevent insurance companies from considering your genetic information when setting rates or denying policies. You know, the last time I bought a life insurance policy, the insurance company, at their expense, paid for a nurse practitioner to come pay a visit, you know, take my resting heart rate, do a blood test, do all of these different type of health diagnostics. Want to know if I was, a smoker or did I ever consume alcohol or any of that. So that all that goes into their risk model when it comes to setting the rates. I think that crossing into this whole DNA world with it in these companies actually sharing and selling the information back is a whole different type of exploitation that I just can't support or condone. I appreciate the legislature turning up the volume on this as we try to inform our citizens of how we are looking out for them, but how important it is that we demand that the industry create some type of informed consent system.
Definitely. And sometimes you see a lot of issues take a while to actually get moved through legislature. And we could talk about AOB if we were talking about something that takes a while to move through. But do you think that this is something that will need to be tackled in more than one session, or do you think this one bill should clear up what's going on?
Well, and great point. I think this is a great start. The marketing that is being used by these DNA companies, I think they're preying on these wonderful reuniting of family stories, which brings a certain level of comfort of putting, you know, family members together that they've never met. So they build this very warm, heart-touching narrative. But what you don't really see is, all right, now that we've got, you know, 26 million individuals' DNA, how can I go and profit from it? That's not above board. That's pretty, in my opinion, pretty unethical.
I think I tend to agree with something like that. Thank you so much for speaking about this and getting it out in the forefront so that constituents in this area can know about it.
Well, and look, Blaze, look, you're nobody probably says this to you very often, but you're a public servant also. And look, this is what we're doing. We're taking care of the citizens of the state of Florida. And look, I'm not telling anybody, don't go find out who your great, 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 great grandmother was or where she was from. I think it's all fine and well, but you got to create some disclosure, some transparency, and some ability to allow, once you actually perform one of these DNA tests, that you have rights to protect your personal data. It could be the worst type of identity theft ever.
Definitely. Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
All right, Blaze. Take care, buddy.
All right, you too.